The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
Allie, you've got a 5-year-old son, and you're worried about his behavior?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, like I was telling your assistant there, I was just wondering your opinion, if you could tell me a little bit about that condition, because I haven't really done a lot of research on it, hyperactive or ADD.
Okay, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
That's, yes, ma'am.
A big mouthful. ADHD for short, right? when you're on a friendly basis. Yeah, so tell me what your son is doing.
Well, for one, he doesn't like to sit still for very long.
Okay.
And he's constantly moving, constantly going. And it's like, you know, the noise. He makes, me and my husband joke about it. We're like, it's almost like we have 3 kids.
All packed into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
what's the noise he makes? Oh, you mean just the level?
Like he's having a war with himself and this imaginary friend or something.
Yeah.
You know, and it really does almost.
Oh, he's going to show us.
He's playing with, what is it? You want to add your 2 cents in? See?
Yeah.
So, and it just, you know, I don't know. I don't know too much about it. So
okay.
I'm just wondering.
Well, let me tell you my take on it, and then I'll give you the information on it. My take on it is way too many kids are labeled and diagnosed and have to carry this label through life that they have some problem with them called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or attention deficit disorder, meaning they're not focused. It's it used to be called minimal brain damage, but how many parents want to label their kids with minimal brain damage?
Serious?
Yeah. So they changed the name and then it became the disease du jour in psychology. And it is, in my estimation, it is labeled far too often for normally healthy, rambunctious, adventurous kids who have tired parents who are worn down.
Yes.
And that that with many of the kids or families that I saw, you know, a few I thought had the diagnosis. But I thought many of the kids were absolutely delightful, and the parents just needed some R&R and some wonderful parenting skills. And
how does one go about doing that? I have actually taken a parenting class and try to utilize the techniques I learned there, and to me, it doesn't work.
Okay, and
I even do the that's one, that's two, that's three, and like he spends so much time in timeout, it's like,
yeah, and then timeout becomes pointless. The kids don't care anymore. It's just like, okay, we're doing timeout now. And there's a much better way to parent. I do want to give you your information on ADHD, too, also. But the parenting books, the gold standard of parenting is how to talk so kids will listen and listen so kids will talk.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time?
How to talk so kids will listen and listen so kids will talk. The book's available at my website, drkenner.com. I didn't write it. I read those books when my kids were little tots, and I became a much, much better parent than I ever would have without those books. When I say those books, the authors didn't just...
It gives me hope because I love to read anyways. So.
Oh, these are fun books. These are not written by psychologists with psychobabble. These are written by mothers who just had heard one psychologist talk of a very, very easy on the mind approach for both parents and children, without letting yourself be a pushover and without having to be that authoritarian, you get in your room now. It's bedtime now. So it's none of the above. You're not whatever you want to do, kids. It's a way that helps you give your kids guidance that lasts for a lifetime. And it helps you learn how to communicate not only with your kids, but someone else who's in your house, your spouse. It's the same skills that I learned as a therapist in highfalutin terms are in that book in comic strips. So there's also a website, guideyourchild.com.
Okay, I'm writing this down, guideyourchild.com.
Right, Cornelia Lakic gives information and I think has an email, e-sign or email newsletter you can get. You can ask her questions. Oh, yeah, she'll be coming.
What's her name? What's her name on the e-sign?
Cornelia Lakic, L-O-C-K, Lock. L-O-C-K-E-I.
L-O-C-K-I-T-H.
L-O-C-K-I-T-C-H. Got it. Yeah, she's a wonderful woman. So she usually deals with the little ones, and as opposed to teenagers or whatnot.
She may be a good source
of support. So saying all that, my son was very rambunctious and delightful and playful. When I came home, I never knew what room in the house he was playing in with the baby, you know, the babysitter. He'd be sleeping in different rooms, find little cubby holes. And he is so spontaneous and fun as an adult. You don't want to kill that in your kids. So given all that, I don't want to totally wipe out the fact that some kids do have minimal brain damage. But I wouldn't jump to the conclusion that yours does if all he's doing is not.
Well, he can read and write. He draws all the time. He's not reading yet, but everything that's leading up to him being able to read. So, I mean, he can do all those things. And he has no problem with motor skills, like walking a straight line.
In listening to me, do you think he's got some disorder? Or do you think he's a normal kid and you could use some help?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
In listening to me, do you think he's got some disorder? Or do you think he's a normal kid and you could use some help?
He's a normal kid.
Okay. Then I could give you the definition, but you can look it up on the web for attention deficit disorder if you wanted to. Most kids meet the criteria. That's the problem, that the way the criteria is set, too many healthy kids meet the criteria.
And yeah, that scares me, because I don't want him, like you said.
I don't want him labeled. So I would just relabel my kid with his teachers or with everyone. I would just say, I have an adventurous kid, or I have a scientist. I have a little developing, curious scientist. And you reframe it all. Instead of it being a problem, isn't it wonderful that he's under the table during the Thanksgiving meal playing a game, rather than just sitting there? Yeah, it is. How dull to be sitting with adults at a Thanksgiving table. You know,
yeah.
So I love kids so much, and I just love to see the ones that have that spark of life, like the Mark Twain.
He's got life, that's for sure.
Yeah,
he's got enough life for three or four.
Right, but if you need rest and relaxation, if you need to figure that out for yourself, how you and your hubby can find some time for yourself, you may need some outside help. It could be family, or it could be a babysitter. We had babysitters, and we screened them very well, and my kids love them, and boy, did we need them. We needed the breaks from the kids and things, you know, we loved their childhood and they did too. Listen, thank you so much for the call, Alan.
Thank you.
Okay.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Alan Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Of the many financial issues that can cause painful or bitter conflicts in relationships, a major cause is lack of honesty. Lack of honesty with respect to money issues is a common complaint among romantic partners. It is no more appropriate to lie about money than it is to lie about sex or any other aspect of a relationship. Assuming that both partners are of good character, thoroughly discussing and agreeing on how to handle important money issues beforehand will build trust and mutual respect.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.